Good morning, afternoon, or evening to the Action Academy family. This is your host, as always, Brian Lubin. If you are already a listener to the show, you know what it is. You know who it is. But if you are brand new to the show, my name is Brian. In March of 2022, I left a six-figure corporate sales job to travel around the world full-time while building my own business from $0 scratch to $10 million per year in recurring revenue. This podcast is a documentation of my journey along the way. I document my wins, my losses, my lessons, and my struggles for all of you so that you can do it faster. As always, this show is not free. You have to pay the fee. If you're enjoying this content, the only way that we grow is by you sharing this podcast with other people that you think would find value from it, with other people that you think this could possibly change their lives, change their businesses. If you share this with just one person or two people, that is how we grow. It is the only way the podcast grows. So if you could please do that, I'd be greatly appreciated. The topic of today's podcast episode is pricing, and more importantly, why you should increase the price of your business, your side hustle, your service company, or your coaching programs. So first and foremost, we're going to cover how you should think about pricing in the market, why you should increase your price, and then how to go about increasing your price, right? Because pricing for a business owner is one of the largest mental roadblocks. And I can tell you guys from having just gone through it, from having a $1,000 a year service to a $2,000 a year to holy shit, we're doing $5,000 a year. Who would pay that? Are we worth that? To getting your confidence and going up and up and up. I've literally went through every single mental roadblock, guys, and I'm here to help you so that you can avoid the same mistakes that I made over the last year. So first, how to think about pricing. Second, why you should increase your pricing. And third, how to go about increasing your pricing. And of course, all of this wraps into my current business, the Action Academy community. And of course, this episode wraps into our current business that we're running day to day, because the Action Academy community will be increasing in price about 15% starting May 1st. And for people that are new to the podcast, the business is very simple. The community is simple. We give all the information away for free, and then we sell the implementation. So if you want to be in the rooms with the people that are actually doing the deals and having people that are seasoned operators and capital partners being able to look at your deals and partner with you on deals, that is the community. We currently do about 70 intro calls per month, which is a free 15-minute coaching call with me and the team. And when you come on, we're literally asking you, where are you at today? Where are you trying to get to? And then we'll give you coaching. And sometimes it's not a fit. It will direct you in the correct direction that you should go. But if it is a fit, you know, we'll make an offer and we'll say, hey, like, we will accept you for membership for Action Academy. And every single time, it's the same conversation where somebody has been listening to the podcast for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months to a year. And then finally, they decided to book an intro call just to see what the hell is going on and if it is a fit. So I'm here to tell you guys, now is the time to do that. If you want to pay 15% less than you're about to pay for the exact same goods and services that will be in May. The literal first sentence of the description of this podcast episode is going to be the direct link to book a call with me and the team. We only are doing 15 calls this next week. So please, I would recommend doing it sooner than later, because we will fill up and we are reaching our membership cap for this month. So if you want to snag one of the three spots we have left for this month, go and click the link in the description. So I wanted to leave with that first, because I am doing actively what we talk about on the podcast. You know, I'm actually implementing the practices, the advice, the coaching. Like, this is all coaching that I receive and I pay six figures for. Through business coaches, through mentors, through networking events and stuff. Like, this is advice I get, I implement in my business, and I give to you guys for free on the podcast. So first and foremost, how should you think about pricing, right? For your goods, your services, your coaching, your business, whatever have you. The same advice applies to everything, all industries. There is always a market for affordable, the budget market, and there's always a market for luxury, the best of the best. The market in the middle for good fluctuates based off of the economy, economic conditions. So if the economy is booming like it was prior, then good is good enough. You can be in the middle of the pack. You can be competitively priced and do a good job and you will have business. You will make money. But now when the market is lower and people are squeezed, there are only two markets that remain and they're inelastic. And that is the luxury market and that is the budget market. So you have to choose between those two markets when you're pricing out your goods and services. Do you want to be, you know, the $100 a month mastermind that's month to month, that's accessible to anybody with a credit card? Or do you want to be the $10,000 plus mastermind that's highly exclusive? There's not any room in the middle anymore. It just gets squeezed out during the market. Are you going to be McDonald's or are you going to be fine dining? My advice personally is to go up market, because when you go up market, you have margin. You have margin to actually create the goods and services and business that your customers and your clients deserve to have. Because I'm going to be honest with you guys, unless you have economies of scale or you have some massive competitive advantage through code, through relationships, or through something, if you have a low ticket offer, if you have a low ticket business and you're a budget service provider where you're going to undercut everyone else, you're not going to have the revenue to be able to fulfill on the product or service that you're promoting and that you're marketing. So there's this quote from Naval Ravikant that's great, which is, the best salesman is great marketing, and the best marketing is great product. So what happens mentally is when you first start your business, all of us, and again, I was in this boat, you're terrified to charge money, right? Because you don't want to, you have all this imposter syndrome and you're like, there's no way that I can do this. There's no way that people will pay for this. Like, who am I to charge this? Blah, blah, blah. And I've been through it. I went through it. I understand. And I'm going to give advice on how to overcome that, like tactically and sequentially here in a second. But I'm here to tell you guys that for a longest time, I did not have margin. Like, I did not have margin to pay people. I didn't have margin to hire people. Let alone like rock stars. Like, you have to be really, really scrappy and creative in the beginning with your strategies, with your compensation packages to even attract anybody to work for you, because you don't have any bottom line to work with because you're not making enough money. And that's the same thing that we did with our events company for Costa Rica. Like, we lost money. Like, there is no more budget. Like, the budget was negative. And even for Cabo, the budget went negative. And so now finally we're able to charge $4,000 a head for Tulum because we finally have like proven out the model, proven out the systems, and now we have margin to have people that are coming in and really doing this to the best, right? So I would challenge you mentally to, instead of viewing your higher ticket as a burden to the consumer or to the client, I would challenge you to view it as you actually being able to fulfill the promise to the consumer that you want. Because I don't think anybody goes into business or even starting a side hustle with the intention of doing just good enough or doing okay. Like, we all start with the pure intention of, I want to do something different. I want to do something better. I want to do something to the greatest that the market has ever seen. I want to change the market. I want to disrupt the industry, right? That's all of us. And I'm here to tell you, without margin, you cannot do it. You can't do it. Or best case scenario, you're going to do it by yourself and you're going to be working 100 hours a week. Same thing applies when you're buying businesses, because if you buy a business, maybe you see a business for $500,000 and you want to buy that business, that small business, right? But you're buying a job because they don't have enough margin for you to hire a manager on top of paying the debt service, if that makes sense. But if you buy $1 million business, you have margin. It's more predictable. There's more revenue. There's more net, so that you can afford to actually hire the operator that everyone talks about. So it's just like, even that was a shift mentally that I didn't even think about, because I viewed businesses like I viewed real estate, where I was like, okay, lower price, better deal. But then after getting coached a lot, I was like, oh no, like, it's actually a better deal to do some of these larger businesses and maybe do them with a partner because we actually have margin here. So that is why you should increase the price. Now, the next and final question is, how do we go about increasing the price, right? Especially if you're just starting out, you know, you haven't proved out the system, you don't have customer referrals, testimonials, client success, you don't have any proof of what you're doing, you just have this idea, this theory, right? And I get a lot of DMs and a lot of people that ask me for coaching on this. And here's what I would recommend. I would over-communicate with the customer base. I would sell the vision for what you are going to become, and I would do it in a tiered system. So the best way that I can explain this is to just literally say what we did with Action Academy, and then that's the best way to articulate it. So Action Academy today is much different than Action Academy a year ago. We're much more sophisticated, more elegant, more streamlined, and the people that are joining are a little bit higher in their investing curriculum and their investing prowess. But when we started, we're like, hey, we are for high performers that are what we call sprinters, that are sick of being around walkers and joggers. They're like, I'm running 100 miles an hour. Where's everyone else that runs my speed? And they're sick of being in mastermind groups where only seven people talk out of 700. They're like, I want to be in a group where every single person in there is doing it and they're held to the same impeccable standard. So you're joining a championship team. You're joining an Olympic team where there's standards and culture and systems around it. Because every other mastermind is just you pay with a credit card and you're in. For us, it's a two-touch application process to make sure that that culture is upheld. But in the very beginning, it's like we didn't know what we didn't know and we didn't have any revenue to hire people. Like we completely bootstrapped this from scratch. So what we do is we started with a very low ticket offer. Our first, I believe, 20 to 30 members was like a $1,500 lifetime deal. Lifetime deal. A no-brainer offer. And this is how I positioned it and this is how I thought about it. I said, I don't know what I'm doing. And I need your feedback, and I'm going to need a lot of help from you guys in the beginning to tell me what works, what doesn't work, what should we add, et cetera, as we grow this thing. So like this will be like a $10,000 a year thing, but for right now, it's only $1,500 for life, and we're going to give you guys like first mover advantage. You're going to be the first people that are doing the business. Our only ask is to give us feedback and tell us what sucks, especially what sucks. What rocks, what should we do more of, and what should we completely change? And people love that. That offer converted insane. That's when I made the $100,000 in 48 hours in revenue through Venmo and Cash App with no emails, no sequencing, no funnel, just literally just a couple paragraphs. That was it. Then we started building the business with that core group, and we're establishing product market fit at that point. So we're like, okay, what do you guys like? What do you guys hate? And then they were like, dude, your onboarding process sucks. It's literally just an email with a couple of sentences. And I was like, okay, cool. And then what we did internally to bootstrap it is we started, you know, promoting people and elevating and edifying people that were within the group. So Caitlin was one of our first members who's now the COO, and she makes good money from Action Academy, and I'm proud to pay her it. But again, it's selling the vision, saying this is what this will be. And I told her that from the very beginning. I was like, this is what this will be and could be, and it could be even more than this. And she bought into the vision. And so she was riding with me then, worked for free for a little bit because I didn't have revenue again, guys. And then eventually it became a $2,000 a year mastermind. And then we had, you know, two people working on this thing. And then as time progressed, we kept asking for feedback. Then we increased it to $4,000 a year, then $5,000 a year, then $6,000 a year, then $7,000 a year. And then each time that we progress, it becomes easier and easier to make massive changes because right now we're about to hire like three new support roles for Action Academy. And these aren't even like member generation roles. These are just support roles for our current people to make the product better. And now we have the margin to allow for that, where I can start paying like, you know, $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 a person for like the best people to come in. Because that's another mistake I see masterminds make is they just do all of their support staff virtual in the Philippines. You know, and I'm just like, what the hell is this? Like, you're packaging yourself as a premium product for a premium consumer, and you just are throwing this away to like random virtual assistants. And not to say that virtual assistants in the Philippines are bad, but it's just like they just picked like, and that's what I run into over and over and over again. It's just whatever $5 an hour person they can find. That's not the case here. It's like I wanted to invest in our people to have the best people. So we did the same thing with our events company. Like I said, Costa Rica, we did $2,000, then it was $3,250, now it's $4,000, and you increase the price. So that is how you sequentially and tactically do your business. And you just communicate with your customers, and then that is how you build culture. Because you say, hey, I don't know what I don't know. It's the most endearing thing you can say as a business owner. I don't know what I don't know. I'm new to this. I'm going to need a lot of help. I need you to tell me what sucks and what we should improve. And for that, in exchange, I'm going to give you a discount on what this is going to be. So even when we were at $2,000 a year for Action Academy, I was saying this is going to be a $10,000 a year thing. Like, you're getting a discount right now because I need your help to help me build this thing, right? And you can do that with a lot of different services, a lot of different, like, you can offer discounts, promos, freebies. Like, there's so many different things that you can do to kind of follow this tiered program. I will say you can level jump this if you already have a lot of experience. You already have like a crack team that's with you that's ready to rock pre-revenue. If you already have that established, then yeah, you can just go ahead and jump. So an example of this is maybe you've been in, you know, commercial contracting and house building for 10 years. And now you're going off on your own and you've got your crew with you, your GC, and you've got like the best crew. And then you can just immediately say, hey, like, this is what we've done over the last 10 years. Like, we are the best and we're going to charge the best. Like, you can do that. But I'm talking from the perspective of somebody that literally bootstrapped from zero, from scratch. So both answers can apply. Same principles, though. So in closing, what I recommend is going up market for your pricing. I would serve the best people in your market. I'd be the best product, the best service, the best coach, the best community, the best lawn care company, the best HVAC technician, the best real estate company, the best realtor. I would be the best because there is no ceiling to that. You can only improve. Whereas if you're going the discount model on the opposite side of the equation, that's a race down to zero, and you're just going to get undercut and bought down all the way to zero by the big box retailers with economies of scale. So that's terrible. The second point we made today was that margin matters, and you need to get over the mental hurdle of not charging what you're worth or what you deserve for your service, because if you truly cared about your customer, you would demand the margin that would allow you to actually provide the service that you're advertising to the customer. You know, $1,000 thing isn't really going to do it anymore. Like, you need margin to actually have people and have systems and processes to fulfill for the customer. And lastly, perhaps you can use the tiered approach that we did, because we're going to ride that all the way up to $20,000 a year. We're just going to keep increasing the value of the community and increasing the people that are coming in, increasing the support staff, the support roles, the processes, until it's a $20,000 thing, which is an absolute no-brainer. And then we also, one last thing to note, whatever people join at for our thing is what they stay at. So people get rewarded for being like early adopters. So there are people that paid $5,000 a year that are always going to pay $5,000 a year, even though it's a $15,000 a year thing in the future. So hopefully that was helpful for you guys. Like, that is just what I do. And these are the Monday episodes where it's more so just ramble of lessons that I've had from the previous week. And so in closing, if you're still listening to this, you should probably book one of those Action Academy calls, the consults. Go in the show description, click the link, book a call. Let's talk, baby. Talk soon.